Concours Écricom 2007, épreuve orale de langue anglaise. Texte numéro 10. Outward bound. China's citizens do not only export goods. Increasingly, they export themselves. The concept of tourism, going abroad for pleasure rather than for business, is less than a decade old in China. Yet since the Chinese government sanctioned overseas leisure trips in 1997, tourism has grown hugely. Last year, more than 31 million Chinese travelled outside mainland China, and the World Tourism Organization expects this number to grow to 100 million by 2020. Across the world, hotels, shops, restaurants and travel agents are salivating at the prospect. Although there is money to be made, profits will be harder to come by than the headline numbers suggest. For a start, of those 31 million, some 21 million only made it as far as Hong Kong and Macau. Half of the rest were border tourists on day trips to Russia, Vietnam or Laos to trade or gamble in casinos, which are illegal in China. Only 5 to 6 million Chinese could be called international tourists, and most chose Asian destinations such as Thailand and Malaysia. Just 1 million visited Europe, and only a handful made it to America and Canada, which still restrict Chinese visitors. Nor are the Chinese likely to resemble the free-spending Japanese visitors who lifted global tourism revenues in the 1980s. Most first-time travellers from the mainland are deeply frugal. Typically, a Chinese tour group will choose the cheapest hotel, even if it is 50 kilometres or 30 miles outside a city. Travel by bus and eat only Chinese food, says Wolfgang George Alt, a professor of tourism and author of a new book on China's outbound tourism. They visit only the most famous attractions, and even these often get only a cursory glance. Those who return for a second or third visit will often spend more, but return visitors will be a minority for a long time to come, and so posh hotels, resorts, and restaurants will have to wait for their Chinese windfall. Chinese tourists are willing to put up with hard beds and cold noodles for a reason. They are champion shoppers who prefer to concentrate their spending on luxury branded goods, which are cheaper than back home and guaranteed not to be fakes. In 2005, they spent more on shopping per day and per trip than travellers from Europe, Japan or America. The biggest winners of the Chinese tourist boom are therefore likely to be international retailers and luxury goods manufacturers. Antoine Colonna, an analyst at Merrill Lynch in Paris, reckons that the Chinese account for around 11% of the 97 billion euro or $121 billion annual revenues of the luxury goods industry today, and that this will rise to 24% by 2009, surpassing the Americans, Japanese and Europeans. Fin du texte numéro 10.